welcome back here to Live Sox Bar and Grill in historic downtown Woodward. We're rolling on with the Boomers Coaches Show, and it's soccer style today. And now joining me is the head coach of the girls' soccer team, Amy Province. Welcome, Coach. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. And, well, you know, you got off to a slow start this season at 1-3, but you played some giants. But now you're ranked number 5 in Class 4A, District 2 now. I think District 4. Or is it District 4?
District
2. That's
yes,
right.
District 2.
Do you think that had something to do with other sports maybe bleeding to the start of the season, causing, you know, the chemistry, or just also not having a full season last year?
A little bit of everything. The full season last year hurt us big time because our sophomores were freshmen and they didn't get that varsity experience.
There you go.
But also the bleeding into the sport with basketball ending and they not getting a chance to really practice much. And then we go into a full day of scrimmages. That didn't really help us. We're finally gelling now. It's taken us a little bit, but we've got it.
And you played some tough opponents to start the year.
Yeah.
And I also said it was Ava's fault that, you know, you had the 1-3 start because she's a basketball player, right?
I know, yes.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
But talk about the opponents that you played to start the year, why you were 1-3.
Well, Bethany, if we would play them now, it would be a different ball game. But getting in and bringing those basketball girls in with the girls that have been there all just – they weren't working together. But our whole team motto this year is family. And so they're really embracing it now. And they have, like, those – Enid was a tough – they're 6A. So we're 4A. They have a lot of club girls. We don't. We have Ava and Kendall and JB and some other girls that have played on some leagues. That's been our problem. We play schools with a lot of club soccer girls, and we don't have that here in Woodward.
And when you say club soccer girls, these are girls that go play in summer ball, kind of like the AU ball of basketball, and they're doing it for a purpose. They're doing it to get a scholarship. They're doing it, you know, to get to the Olympics.
Yes.
I mean, these are hardcore, and if anybody knows Ava Long, hardcore athletes.
Yes, like Ava and our goalie Kendall, they're every weekend, they're still playing. After we played Saturday against El Reno, they went and Ava played on Sunday. And so it is. They are the team, sophomore, that we played against on Thursday evening. They have 6 to 8 girls, but that's what they do.
My goodness.
We all those city schools, they only play soccer. They don't play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to wait on their girls to get there after basketball season.
Because they have so many kids, they don't need to bleed over.
Yes.
But let's talk about that Northwest Class and tournament that you had over the weekend. You went 2-1 in the tournament. The girls said that they probably did better than they thought they were going to do in that tournament. But you won some close matches, picked up third place. And, boy, what does it say about your team that you had to win some of those close matches? A couple of those were in penalty kicks.
Yes. They worked very hard. I was very proud of them. We, like I said, we're 4A, and all the teams were 5A and 6A. Santa Fe South, that was a very physical game. And our girls held it together. They didn't let it get to them, and they played hard. Southmore, we strictly played defense against them to go into PKs because their forwards were extremely fast. And El Reno, it was a physical game also. No, they did very well. They played as a team, worked together. And we last time did not get on the winner's bracket at all. So this was a win for us. We made it over there and we got third. That was good.
And you came out of that tournament 4-4. You got a big district win last night at Weatherford against the Lady Eagles. Let's talk about that game. You won that 1-0 in regulation, which was a first in a couple games for you.
Yes. Yes. We have not beat Weatherford in a long time, and we played hard. We had to make some changes in the game where we put Avery Edwards as a forward some, and then we drop her back as a sweeper for defense. They played well, very well.
Let's talk about your team, your leaders this year. Who are your leaders on this team? And it just kind of talk about your team overall. Who do you like to get the ball to in transition, stuff like that?
The three girls you just talked to are three of our leaders. They are all in the center of the field. So Kendall leads the back, Ava leads the middle, and then Peyton is our forward that we are getting the ball up to. They all are great leaders. We have our captain, Saida. She's also a senior, and she is on our back line. We have Avery Edwards. She's a leader on the field. We have her playing everywhere. She's more defensive mind, so she plays. She gravitates toward the back line a lot. The three you talked to earlier are the leaders on the field.
Yeah, it's funny, Ava. You know, I've had Ava on here for the basketball coaches show, and she says I'm a different person when I'm on the soccer field. You think I've got an attitude on the basketball court, which I don't think she has. Mm-hmm. But she says she plays very aggressively on the pitch.
She does. They all have stepped up. We have never been told that we are too aggressive, and that is one of the things at that tournament the fans were saying in the stands.
Oh, really?
We were too aggressive, yes.
Oh, gosh. You got some boo birds?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your team strengths. You know, if somebody was going to come out to Boomer Field and watch the game tomorrow, which I hope everybody does so, talk about the strengths of your team. What are they going to see with this Boomer team?
Our defense is great, amazing. If we're all on, they are very good. Our back line, we have Avery Williams, JB, Aaron, and Alexa Bell. Those four back, they work together so well. And working with Ava, getting the ball up to Ava, getting the ball to Avery, and then Macy Edwards, she's our one that scored last night, and getting it, she is so fast, getting it to her. This is a fun group of girls to watch.
Well, tomorrow you play number one Cash in the district at Boomer Field in Class 4A2. What do you know about them? What are the keys to getting a big win against this team that has only two losses on the year?
I don't really know as much about them except that they're pretty good. We are going to start out defensively and work that and get the ball up to some of those faster girls to go score. But it'll be a good match. I'm excited about it.
And not to be outshined by the varsity, the JV never gets any coverage. So talk about your JV team. Who to watch on that squad? Who might be coming up that, you know, we might get to hear their name a little bit.
We have Presley Pruitt. She's played JV. She's also played some varsity. She's quick. She's a forward. Lily Luckett is a forward. We've got our team is young right now. We're mainly freshmen and sophomores. So really they're all going to be good to watch.
If you have any advice for the young ones out there that are, you know, or the parents that are trying to get their young ones into soccer, what advice would you give them and when do they need to start playing?
Young. I'd get them playing young. I started in first grade, and most of these girls now, they start in elementary. Just footwork. Work on that footwork. Use a tennis ball at home inside to just pass it around with your feet. Just constantly moving the ball with your feet.
And you have a soccer background. You know, if somebody doesn't know anything about you, tell us a little bit about your background, how long you've been coaching here at Woodward, what you did in your soccer career, all that stuff.
This is my seventh year at Woodward. I'm from Woodward. Graduated 2005, and I played 1 year at NOC in Tonkawa soccer. I am defensive mind also, so it's good to have Chris Long as my assistant, Ava's dad, because he's stronger up top. And so it kind of equals us out. But, yeah, it's fun. Soccer is a great sport.
I asked Ava about that relationship with her dad being her coach, and he's been her coach for as long as I, you know, can remember and as long as I've known him. But how does that dynamic work on the pitch during the game? Ava said she kind of gives him the eye, and he kind of goes away for if he wants to say something. But otherwise, is that a pretty good relationship with them?
It is.
Those two?
Yeah, it is. And he doesn't say much to her during a game. He lets me, if something needs to be said.
You're the bad cop.
But she does. She can. She gives him his look, and he'll walk away. He doesn't.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck tomorrow against the Lady Bulldogs, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
That was the head coach of the girls' soccer team, Amy Province. On the other side of the break, we're going to have two of the Boomer soccer players on the boys' team join me, and that is going to be the senior midfielder captain, Uriel Quintero, and senior striker captain, Adolfo Hernandez. Keep it right here. The Boomer Coaches Show rolls on Z92.